It's been some crazy stuff that has happened, man, over the past 2 days. Some very crazy stuff that has happened. So, if you're a person that's been keeping up with what's going on in the primaries, which is the first step before you go towards, you know, that's how we pick who's going to run for the presidential election. So, that's how we've been picking the candidates for that on the main election, or general election, as they call it. Donald Trump has officially, over the past 2 days, he has cemented himself to being the lone wolf in this, as far as with the Republican Party. And that started from Tuesday night, which one of the states that were actually doing a primary was Indiana. Well, Donald Trump ended up winning Indiana substantially. And in the midst of it all, Ted Cruz, who was another one of the candidates running or whatnot, he ended up suspending his campaign yesterday. Yes. Y'all go ahead and get y'all. Aww. Get out. Yeah, he ended up suspending his campaign yesterday, man. And then, you know, so you saw that happen, which is crazy, because the person you think would do it first would be Kasich, because it's due only one freaking state, and he's just been kind of just in the motion. I mean, it's people who are not even in the race anymore who have more wins and delegates and they under their belt than he did. So it was just getting really ridiculous. So that leads to today. So earlier today, John Kasich, you know, dropping out of the race. So that leads back to the point I stated before this, that makes Donald Trump the lone wolf when it comes to running for the Republican Party as far as for the general election. So now pretty much the rest of these primaries going on through, he's pretty much just running for himself and pretty much just gearing himself for the general election. So you're going to just be hearing a bunch of slugs from him during this time. So, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be ridiculous. I'm just tripping out that this dude is really, this is really happening. And every time he got a win, and especially when he was getting substantial wins, you kept saying to yourself, wait a minute, like, this dude could possibly win? Like, no way. I don't think America's that crazy. When you start going to other states, they're going to start exercising common sense, stuff like that. And it just continues to show that people are continuously voting for this guy. And we're being left with the choice of he's the only one left. And it's crazy. It's very scary, man, because I don't know what the heck is going on. But people are voting for this man. And I don't know. It's like every time I have a theory, it kind of goes left every time. It's like, nope. It's not, you're not right at all, sir. You're not right at all. So, good God, man. I don't know what the hell to say to that shit. It's ridiculous. Wow. We have really let this happen. Like, we really let this happen. So, I want to send out a big shout out to the Republican Party for allowing this to happen. Just got one thing to say to y'all.
Boo! You suck!
It's all I got to say. It's nothing more I need to say to y'all. That's just freaking ridiculous, man. Like, y'all let this man take the hell over. But, hey, whatever floats your boat is what they say, right? Good God, man. How can people live with themselves? Anyways, let me go ahead and tell you who's coming on the show tonight. We got a very special guest to be calling in, my girl Kalina Ashley. She'll be on in about 9 minutes. She'll be on 9 minutes. Me, my badass mouth. She'll be on in 9 minutes, and she's a sexpert, so we'll be talking to her. She'll be submitting herself to become the resident sexpert here on the show and coming through every now and then and kind of answering different questions. And she's also a model, so of course we're going to talk to her about her modeling as well. And to put this in 12. Let's test. Yeah, there we go. You had to do background stuff on the show while you're doing it. But yeah, so I'm excited. I can't wait. Cannot wait, man. Cannot wait for this interview. It's be so much fun because it's always fun when I get to, like what a lot of people have been noticing, a lot of times when I have models come on here, they're not just models. They're always doing multiple things. And since day one of interviewing models on this show, that's what we have been about. That's why I got so crunk about interviewing models all the time, because I did my first interview. This was a model who actually wanted to become a video director and whatnot. And I said to myself, from that point on, I want to interview models. Whenever models come on the show, we interview a lot of people for different realms. But whenever we have models come to the show, I want to make sure that I interview models who are doing multiple things and are branding themselves so that they can be a more powerful force. If you're just about taking pictures, and that's, you know, you're pigeonholing yourself. So I always find a niche and allow your modeling to promote the brand as a whole. That's what a lot of people keep mixing. Modeling is a vehicle to promote things. So promote your brand as a whole. Dig into some of your other talents and make that part of your branding strategy. Simple as that. That being said, man, shoot, I'll be getting ready for this interview. We're going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll be back. So let's go. Who am I feeling today? Who am I feeling? Who am I feeling? Let's go with my boy, Young the Money P. And this is, I'm going to play Authentic and Don't Try Me. So two of his tracks coming up, and then we'll be ready to do the interview. So we'll be back.
Everything on me, I think, nigga. Yeah, yeah. The money, I spend it. I so authentic, I pull up, they panic. You niggas so quickly like pull up, you panic. Pathetic, they panic, shit niggas be better than money and purchase and purpose. No purpose for you and nerd. You on some murder shit, we on some murder shit. Think I'm the dirty shit, see me forever, I'm flying the chinks. You niggas most often than pillars and minks. Pillars and bars in front of my home. Surveillance and killers aside, be posing like gnomes. We're slipping the stones, her niggas is stoned. Ain't no friend, no giving, no loan. Ain't putting ya on, you ain't down with the moan. Nuff of the silly shit, low really killing shit. Cutting them, physically drilling them, literally think it's enough. Finish them, give them more than they can handle and missing the beat. Fuck what you thought it was. Shot with a nigga, I know you done heard it about me. Knowing they brought me up, I spend it.
Nice session just to do this in my sleep. Fuck nigga, don't try me. Fuck nigga, don't try me. Fuck nigga, don't try me. Fuck nigga, don't try me.
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. And that was my boy, Young the Money P. The first track was Authentic. And then that last track was Don't Try Me. And man, y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter and Instagram, all that good stuff, at YUNGDAMONEY, the letter P. And that's how you find them. All right, so it's about that time, man. It's about that time. This is where we have a little interview process, and we have our special guest in the building, all the way from Joyzy. Say it like that.
Joyzy in the building. Jersey's yes. Definitely in the building. What's good, Shay? How you doing? How you doing, everybody?
Hello. Now, although I'm doing the show from Texas, I'm originally from Trenton, so I know all about Jersey.
Okay, so you a Jersey boy at heart?
Yes, at heart. You know, that's why I be throwing people off down here. They get them Jersey vibes. They'll be knowing what the hell is going on. So that's how it be. Yeah, they be like, okay, yeah, he not gonna fall for just anything. You're right, I'm not.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I want to shout out to that last track you was playing, that Don't Try Me. That joint was real, that joint was hot. Had me in here twerking the whole time while I was waiting this.
Twerking? You know. Oh, I'm going to tell P. Tell P, we playing this music. I'm going to let him know. Say, hey, you got somebody twerking on here.
Yeah, I was definitely getting it in. Thank you. I like to say thank you. I appreciate you for having me on your show tonight.
Oh, no, I appreciate you, man. You know, what I like is when people are about action, and when I linked you, I can't remember, like, we both were, like, just liking each other's work, and I kind of just linked you, let you know, hey, let's collaborate, let's support each other brands and whatnot, and you didn't hesitate. You was on top of it, and I appreciate people who's not just telling you something, like, okay, I got you, and just saying it just to be saying that you actually did so.
See, and that's exactly what I was going to say. I appreciate about you. You know, it's a lot of people out here. It's hard out here when you're independent modeling. You know what I'm saying? And I've been doing this for a couple of years, but it's hard out here. You want to hope that you're doing the right shoots, you choosing the right photographers, you linking up with the right people, and there's a lot of fakes out here. It'd be a lot of dudes that tell you, like, yo, I can do this and that for you, let me do this and that for you, and you never hear from them. It'd be just a bunch of, you know, it'd be a bunch of BS. But I appreciate you. You definitely authentic. You thoroughly in my book. You definitely.
Hey, that's how you're supposed to be. I mean, no, I just feel like it don't have time to waste. Like, every moment is precious, so we can't be wasting people's time. So, I got you. All that I got you stuff. If you don't, I got you, need to be followed by some action in the action plan.
Right.
You say, I got you. Okay, how do you got me? What are you getting? What are we doing going forward?
Listen, I had a conversation the other day, and the brother said to me, he said, if you're not overwhelmed with tasks, you're not doing nothing big. I said, I know that's right. So I try to stay overwhelmed with anything. I try to keep busy. And any positive opportunity that I have to you know, to put my to make myself known, you know, I'm trying to market and brand myself, and it's a 24-hour-a-day thing. It's not nothing you can just stop doing. So any positive platform that I can get, you know, I'm very appreciative for. And, you know, like I said, I'm appreciative for your platform. It's positive. I appreciate, you know, the spotlight that you give for models out here who's on the grind, because I'm definitely on the grind.
Yeah, that's what I like. You're not out here just you can tell by, like, how you work on your social media stuff, like, that you're not just out here just taking pictures just to be taking them just because, oh, I want people to say, oh, dang, girl, you fine. You know, that's cool. Like, if you can't do that off your regular pictures, then you basic as hell.
That's true. Listen, I learned a long time ago that men are visual creatures. So for the type of modeling that I do, you know, I do a lot of adult type of things. I do lingerie. I do a lot of urban modeling as well. But for the vibe that I'm getting, you know, men are looking. You got to give them something to look at. So I try to, you know, give them something to look at in a tasteful manner, you know.
But you're not acting thirsty. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not out here, because these people out here acting thirsty. Like, they act like they not doing it because they really want to do it. They just only doing stuff for attention and not to actually build up a brand.
Right. Well, confidence.
It wastes models like your time.
Confidence is sexy. And that's all I am. I'm just confident. I feel like if you know what you bring to the table, you shouldn't have to. If the shit is good, it's gonna sell itself. I learned that. Somebody told me that a long time ago. If it's good, it's gonna sell itself. You don't have to stand around and sell something if it's worth it. So, you know,
right.
I just try to make it worth it. I'm not gonna sell myself and sell you a fake fantasy. I am who I am. My page is real. Like, I know I do a lot of, so that's probably why I don't seem like I'm thirsty, because I'm really not thirsty. I'm never pressed, you know, but I do it because I like it. I love it. I'm trying to, you
that's
know.
What I like, man. Be authentic. Like, because it's pretty, and you, like you said, like, it's people who be flaking. I think that's why there's so much flaking, because, you know, some people get burnt out from these people who say they want to model or say they want to do this and that, and then they lazy as hell. They don't want to put the work in. They just want a magic wand to wave and be a star tomorrow. Like, it's not. It don't happen that way.
Yeah, listen. I don't want nothing if I don't earn it. If I didn't earn it, I don't want nothing that comes easy. Because anything that comes easy, just know it's going to come with a price that you're going to eventually have to decide if that's something you're willing to, a road you're willing to take or not. I'm not that pressed. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the slow route. It may be the longer route, but at least I can say that I accomplished it on my own, not because I was given head and somebody threw me a deal, or, you know, like, it's levels to this.
Right.
You know?
It's just like, even on everything in life, I'm about that. Like you said, if I didn't earn it, it just don't feel right. Like, even sex, if I didn't earn it, don't just give
right.
me it. Make me earn the fucking sex.
Right.
Then it
right.
feels better. It's like, damn it, I earned this shit.
Work is always good. Work is work. But work is always good, especially when the end reward is great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to quit being out here acting corny, man. Like, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Like, who
okay.
has been, like, photographers you work with so far, who would you say was your favorite one and why? And what was the shoot?
All right. My favorite photographer, I would have to say, would be Roger. I shoot with him a lot from Life Doesn't Pose. And we did a Halloween shoot. And it was I think it was maybe my fourth shoot. And normally when I shoot with Roger, like my first and second shoot with him, he shot a lot of pictures, but this time he wanted to be like really focused. He was really focused on the type of pictures that he was expecting, like under his eye that he was expecting for me to pose for. And so it was the first shoot that I ever did where smile and be happy. You know what I'm saying? He just wanted natural. You know, I'm half Jamaican, so you know when I'm not smiling, I look angry to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So you know, but the shoot, which turned out fabulous. The pictures from it are fabulous. You can catch them on my website, www.ashleyhotgirl.indiefiles.com. Also, you can check me out on Model Mayhem. All those who are on Model Mayhem, Kalina Ashley. But that was one of my favorite shoots. He's one of my favorite photographers because I'm allowed to be my natural self. You know, sometimes you go to shoot with photographers, they don't want you to play any music. They want you to just be totally in their element. You know, some photographers, you go to shoot and they have no vision. You get there and you're surprised because you show up for a shoot and you're expecting them to tell you or have some kind of direction for you, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? But every time I hook up with Roger from Life Does Implode, it just it's always epic. You know, so he's one of my favorite photographers. Michael Enoch, he's one of my other favorites. I just recently started working with him. I just recently did a shoot with him. He's awesome too. I'm looking forward to doing.
Now, I think now that's the one you did. Those are the ones you just posted recently, right? The ones you're talking about, the second one you're talking about, right?
With Michael.
Yeah, that's the one, the white background. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was feeling that. I was like, okay.
No, those are from Life Doesn't Pose. The one from Michael, I don't think I posted. I think you can find
That's the ones I love. That. Okay, so cool. We on the same page then, because I like his stuff. Woo, we has you over there looking like.
You know, I try to keep it.
I have people all in my inbox. They was like, "Ooh, man, she fine, man."
You know, I'm not no bougie chick. You know, I'm a girl from Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go to the hood and be in the hood. I can go to Princeton and hang with the yups. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I show. I show me the life of me. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm interested.
Right. And people can see that, yes, it's women that stick up in Jersey, too. It's not just the South.
No, not at all. I went down South and lost week, which is odd because you're supposed to go down. I hear you're supposed to go down South and do it big. So I don't know. But
well, that's why you didn't go to Texas.
I get it from my mama.
Now, that they say in Texas, everything is bigger in Texas.
We'll let you
take that how you want to take that.
I've never been to Texas, but I guess I'm gonna have to make a visit.
Yes. Like Jersey people get enamored by Texas. They come here, it's like, oh, I'm supposed to leave, right?
Well, I was just actually talking to a friend of mine about Texas. He said that he was in Houston. Shout out to Houston.
Okay,
he's about
5 hours from me.
But what he was telling me was he was in Houston. And he was going to go meet up with a girl who was also in Houston. He said, I was in Houston, and it still would have took me 51 minutes to get to her, and she was also in Houston. He said, that's how big Texas is. They definitely doing it big in Texas.
Yes, I told you. Because I laugh. Like, I would have to explain to people. They don't get it. Like, people are like, oh, I'm about to be in Texas. I'm about to be in Texas by you. I'm always like, because I know people do that. I'm like, here we go. Let's play this game. All right, where are you going to be at in Houston? I'm like, you are aware that's 4 or 5 hours away from me, right? Like, you got to go 4 or 5 hours in the same state just to get to fucking North Central Texas.
That's crazy. So I guess they are doing it really big.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They got plenty of places to hang you at, too, around this mother, too. When them country roads, they got plenty of places to hang you.
You know, it's funny because I was just having this conversation with my friend earlier. We were talking about Texas, and I was saying how I wanted to drive. I want to do a cross country trip. That's what I want to do. I want to drive from East Coast to Cali. I want to do it. It's something I want to do. It's on my bucket list. But
I drove from Jersey from Dallas Fort Worth area. To Jersey, all the way through there, because the best way you know pass through Memphis, you always got to stop in Memphis. Because Memphis,
of course,
whew, my favorite cities ever.
Yes, I ain't gonna lie. Yes, I love Memphis. But I was saying to him, I mentioned to him, I said the only thing that stops me from going to Texas is, I mean, pardon my, I don't know if I'm being politically incorrect or not. But I said, you know, there's still lynch niggas down here. I said, you know, there's still lynch niggas in Texas. And, you know, I'm from Jersey. I went to North Carolina and they thought I was being sassy.
It's not like that. They be overblowing the hell out of that. It's one area for sure. You don't want to be nowhere near. That's Stephenville. Long as you go over to Stephenville.
But that's everywhere, though. But that's everywhere. That's part of Jersey that I just I know I'd rather take 295 than take Route 1 because I already know what time it is. So I guess that's everywhere.
Yeah, you're good to go. You know, it's not It's not like, I mean, yeah, there's areas where, I mean, it's so backwards. Like, man, do I really want to be here? It is predominantly, it ain't really, you can count, I mean, black people's in that area. Yeah, that, like, well, Stephenville's that area. You don't want to go nowhere near. You want to pass by that mug. You don't want to stop there.
You don't want to be caught driving while black through that piece. I know that's
nah.
Right.
The speed limit over there is like 80 miles on the freeway. Yeah, so go that full 80 so you can get the fuck away from there.
I mean, I guess for me, the difference for me would be, I mean, in the North, they not in your face with it. Like, I guess down South, the racism, they don't hide it. Like, up North, you don't get a job and you wondering why you can't get a job. And that's because you black, but ain't nobody gonna tell you that. When down South, they just out blatant with it. But the difference between that is up North is 10%. So it's kind of like, but down South it's like 40% black. So it's like more people. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I wish I could just find like an in between. Really, I want to live somewhere where it doesn't matter what color, what you look like. I think
as long as you're black, you always, it don't matter where the hell you go. Unfortunately,
nobody wants to trade places with us. It's just crazy. I was watching a documentary.
They want to steal our assets, but they don't want to trade places. Like they want to try to get the booties and the lips and all that. But yeah, they don't want to trade places with us.
No, absolutely not.
I started a special segment just for you called Ask a Sexpert. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna start having you come on regularly, being Ask a Sexpert, giving some people some advice.
Okay, I'm down for it.
Yeah,
I think I'm qualified.
We got a couple questions going to ask you to see how qualified you are and kind of give some people some advice.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, okay. First question, mm-hmm. and this is from a guy. Okay. Let me make sure I read this just right. And if people ask me to leave them anonymous, I got you. I'm going to leave you anonymous. You get to go.
That's fine.
Okay. Sorry. First question is, to keep the relationship spiced up, his girlfriend keeps asking him, you know, to eat the booty like groceries, you know, as they keep saying, or go eat ass. We're going, you know, we straight up and down on the show. But he doesn't. He's not into that.
Okay.
So he wants to know how to best handle that. Is there some kind of compromise he can do?
There
to
is.
Kind of
well,
not make her feel like she has to have it.
I mean, I don't know if they're into anal, but if she's into him, if she's asking him to lick it, I'm sure she won't mind him sticking it. But to compromise, I mean, I'm assuming that he doesn't mind eating pussy. If he don't mind eating pussy, then listen, ain't nothing wrong with you making your little thumb a little wet and just tickling her little, because she don't know. Unless she's expecting you to be like tongue deep in it. And then, you know, you got to express to your girl, like certain things is just limits that people ain't willing to go through. I'm not eating no ass. I'm not tossing nobody salad. Like, that's not my twist. It's some people, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I like it when it's done to me. It's just not something I'm interested in doing to someone else. So, you know, it's always a compromise. But you don't have to feel like you, hopefully he's well endowed where it doesn't even matter. He can just be
right.
Like, shut up and turn over and take this D.
Okay, good one. Okay, before I go to another audience one, I'm gonna throw one at you. Okay, this whole thing of like, and which you kind of threw it out there, but I'm gonna take this a different way. So for instance, I give my chick some head, or this chick, she gives her dude some some head, but they don't want to return the favor because they don't believe in doing that. What's your take on that?
Listen, first of all, sex without head is a straight violation. That's just how I feel. You don't like sex without no head at all is just violation. Like, how do you where's the warm up? It always gotta be a warm up. There should always be a warm up. I mean, I know for guys, sometimes you guys just want to get right into it. Girls, just be ready to bust it open for a real one. But it should always be a warm up. It should always be a warm up, especially if that's like your girl or something. One night stand, all right, okay, who really cares, right, about all that?
Right.
But if that's your, you know what I'm saying? If that's your girl, always let it be a warm up. It's nothing wrong with every once in a while, you know, fucking your girl like she a smut. Girls, some girls like that. Like, some girls like it. I'm into that. You know, sometimes don't fuck
pull
me like
hair,
girl.
Don't pull your hair. Y'all get mad about pulling your hair.
Listen, if he paying for it, pull away. If he's taking care of this thing, if he's like hearing my every week, like making sure your shit is right, pull away. Like, okay, he gets to pull it. He paid for it. But nah, if he ain't contributing, he don't get to be the hair weave killer, no. You can leave that to 2 Chainz.
Yeah, because I mean, I laugh, man. Like, some of these, I be laughing at people out here. Like, I'm sorry, man. When I hear guys say, yeah, man, I'll give head, man. I'm like, mm-mm-mm.
There are guys who don't give head. I mean, I honestly was in a relationship previously with a guy who didn't give head, but he took care of it in other ways. Like, he handled it. So to the point where I didn't even realize that I was missing out on getting head until my next relationship, when the guy, all he did was get head. I was like, you know what? I was missing out. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it just depends on I was really missing out. Like, this is crazy. So, you know, I guess it just depends on the vibe that you have with the person that, listen, if the sex is good and it's getting good, she's not going to care if you're pulling her fucking hair. Like, that's, like, think about it. In the heat of the moment, right, you getting ready to put it in, and she ain't really wet. Is she looking at you like, don't spit on it? She's looking at you like, nigga, spit on it and stick me. You feel me? So it's all, like, and when you're in the heat of the moment, none of that matters. Pull my hair, you're messing up my hair. Like, none of that really matters. At least that's what I think anyway.
I agree. Now, I mean, also too, is like, it's something about when you give somebody some head. That it's, I don't know. I mean, yeah, when you having sex, you get that. You kind of get this too. But somebody, when you give them head and you watch how they just, how the chick's shaking and she's shaking like she got the Holy Ghost and she's trying to run while you doing it. Yeah, it's something about that. Like, it's too much fun for me.
All right. So, are you a side? Blower, like, do you prefer you be getting the head where the girl is like on the side where you can still kind of like play with her boot, her butt, and, you know, rub the pussy and the titties and shit like that? Or do you prefer for a girl to be like in front of you where all she's doing is looking up at you with a mouth full of dick?
Ooh, good question. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on the moment. It just depends on the moment and depends on the person.
Okay.
Because some people, they're too lazy. Yeah, this depends on the person.
Do you come from getting head? Because some people just, that, like I said, for some people, that's just a warm-up. For some people... I know guys who
not all the time,
for 2 hours and then be like, I need head to finish.
If you catch me off guard, yes. Like, for instance, I can keep, sometimes I would taunt the hell out of you, like, you like, would you just come already? And you keep giving me head, and I'm over here shaking a little bit. You know, I ain't too proud to say the woman be having me over here like, oh.
No, that's
you be trying to hang in there, you're like, nah, I gotta save something for later.
If she continues to suck you off after you've come, what you do is you pay one of her bills. That's what you do. She's a keeper.
Yeah. Oh man. And you be sensitive as hell, and they want to keep going and shit. Like, come on, man. I'm like, out here tripping. Like, I can't, man. No. Like, it just make you. You go from a man to this like a little schoolgirl bitch. You're like,
men are so afraid of orgasm. I noticed that too. Like, guys will come, not even realize that that's not what an orgasm is. An orgasm is what's going to happen when I have you ready to be like, stop it. That's your orgasm. You just
you be all of a sudden you sound like Michael Jackson and shit. Like, yeah, that's yeah.
Oh, my God. What just happened? Yeah,
what are
you doing to me?
I don't be liking that.
You get up off a nigga and just look at him side-eye like, you hungry? You need something to eat?
Yeah, one of my damn exes, but she said, hey, I give her some credit on this, but hell, she's still an ex, so it is what it is. But man, like, I would come and she knew if she found I was coming, she'll jump, grab it, and just keep sucking, like, I've been trying to do it quick. I'll be like, man, let me grab a towel, and I'll be jumping on my stomach. I'm like, hell no. Fuck that, man. That should be having you out here acting crazy.
Now, do you prefer a girl who swallows, or because, you know, some girls they'll let you come in their mouth, but they ain't swallowing.
It's something about a girl that swallow, because you watch their face, it's like when they swallow it, it feel like they saying, you taste good. It's like it adds that effect of they telling you taste good. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It kind of boosts your ego a little
bit. All the cum and you're like, come where? What cum? Try again.
Yeah, and see, because I drink a lot of water and I eat right, so, you know, when they taste the cum, they ain't got nothing to worry about. Ain't going to be coming out tasting like McDonald's hamburgers.
No, shout out to all the fellas who eat a proper diet of fruits and vegetables, who like spinach and pineapples and salad, but not a lot of dressing.
Yes. I'm telling you, man, drink a lot of water.
Plenty of water, fruit juice, smoothies, and things of that nature. Girls, we don't need you eating corner store hoagies and freaking black and mild.
Oh, shit.
Drinking a couple of lime readers or whatever that guys are drinking now, I don't know, and coming home talking about some give me some head and why you ain't swallow. Nigga, did you even wash your boss?
You just threw another one out there. Drink, man, I don't know about you, but I personally do not like drink. I'm scared of having sex without drink because I can't control when certain things happen. And if they happen a little bit too fucking quick, it's because that fucking alcohol. When I ain't get the alcohol in my system, I'm in control. I'm like, bam, bam. Oh, well, this dude come, bam. I can't help it. I'm keep going. But that liquor is like so much liquor. It just fucked me up. I hate having sex when I'm too inebriated.
Okay. Are you welling down?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I've been told that, you know, I'm not just boosting my confidence. I've been told.
You come from tribe Poca Kidney? What?
Poca Kidney. From tribe Poca Kidney.
Poca Kidney.
Yeah, I remember being the weirdest thing. I still remember. Oh man, I'm gonna put myself on the bus. I mean, this one girl, I was introduced to, like, what sex was, or girls approached me about sexual things. Back in middle school, this one chick, she had hit me up. She was, like, asking, oh, do you got a fours? I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? Do you got a fours? This girl, so she, basically she was asking, was I hairy in that area, you know, whatever. I was sitting here like, oh, okay, okay, you know. I was tripping out. She talking about, oh, I'll be Jack. Like, that was like the first day. It was crazy. That same day was the first time I ever jacked off. Because she was like, yeah, you should go see how big, you know how big it is. Oh, you know, I never like really care like that much. I was just chilling. So I mean, I went home. First time I'm jacking off, let me see how big this is. So yeah, crazy story. I just got that Fresh Tea exclusive. Kalina just brought that out of me. Damn you. All right, so I got some more questions, a few more questions for you. Uh-oh. Hello? 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 Oh, I lost her. Okay, hold on. We gonna call her back. Hold up. Wait. Call her back. Give me a second, y'all. Damn, shout out to wherever the hell's going on this damn switchboard today. All right, let's try this again. That mess went blank as hell. Oh, shit. I doubt that's bad as... You know what, y'all? I'm going to get it together. Good God. All right, hold on. Hold on. There we go. Wait, what just happened? All right, hello?
I got two.
Y'all just...
One for the plug.
Okay.
And one
okay. I was like, what happened? You just went blank out of nowhere. I'm like...
I don't know what happened. I heard everything you said, even the birds chirping. I was like, oh, damn, he threw the birds chirping on me.
Oh, no, that was the crickets. I threw the crickets out on you.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what the hell? I said, like, okay.
Sorry about the difficulties here.
Oh, no, you good? I always ask people this question, and I get some of the craziest answers. Like, sure. I just got a really crazy answer. I don't know. To me, it was crazy. Someone said, like, on Monday, the answer. Well, I'll tell you what the question is first, then I'll share some of the answers I've heard before. All right. So, the next question for you is, where's the craziest place you ever had sex at?
Okay. So, this is so funny because I'll never forget it. So, I went to a park. You said you're from Trans. So this happened in Willingboro. It was that park, that big park with all the hills on it anyway. So you go through the woods back there, and it's real like Ducky Boy. You can go back there and, you know, you can smoke, you can chill, you can do shit. So me and my dude are back there, and we're fucking. We're fucking on, I'm bent over on the tree. And I look over, and there's a mother deer and two baby deer, and they're looking at us like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
What? You got Barry looking at y'all getting it in?
Yeah, I'll never forget it. Because you know how, like, humans, we see animals fucking and we laugh and we're looking like, oh, shit, what the fuck are they doing? Well, it just still happened to be the total opposite, and it was strange because they were not moving. They were standing completely still as deers do when, you know, they just standing there. And they were looking at it.
Headlights and shit. Okay, okay. That's a good one. I mean, the deer part, that just made the story so much better. Like, that kind of, like, took it up. Because we've had a lot of people. I'm starting to realize that a lot of people on this show, they love having sex in the park. A lot of people love having sex in the park. But I don't know. That one kind of took the cake. That was... Yeah, the deer, it's something about the deer staring at you. It just make it that much crazier.
This was crazy. I think it was, you know what it is? We were in our natural, just doing natural, what natural people do, I guess, when we were having sex. And I guess it was natural to them, but it was just weird to see humans doing it. I guess when that's normally their house. I guess we were having sex under their roof. So I guess it was kind of weird for them, too. I don't know.
You know, they don't got access to a computer to watch Pornhub. So I guess they had to do what they could do.
Yeah. Hey. I make it do.
But not
in
front of the kids, though. You did it in front of the kids.
No, nothing. Please don't do it in front of the kids. Please don't do it.
Y'all really do be trying to fuck in front of y'all kids.
No, that's ratchet. Can't do that. Poor kids be wondering why you hurting mommy at night.
I talked to a chick before. She was trying to get me to do that. Man, I said, you better take your kid on the goddamn couch.
Listen, it's people who it happens. You got girls who lay up with guys who ain't even the baby daddies with the baby in the bed, like. But you know, I wouldn't do it. Ain't nothing I would agree with doing. But
man, after that kid, man, especially what if it's one of them times when you really giving it to mama? You're like, nah, I ain't got time for that. Like, yeah, so I told her, she had, man, I said, take your damn kid on the damn couch. Shit. You out here living dirty. Hey, that's dirty as hell.
It's just certain things you don't want your kids to see you like that. It's just, you know, because they're supposed to have a level of respect for you. You know what I'm saying? mom and daddy came in here all drunk the other night, and then all you heard was ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, you don't want your kids telling stories like that later at Thanksgiving. Like, that's embarrassing. You know?
Oh, my God. Have you ever walked in on a relative? Oh my God, I still remember that was so fucking traumatizing.
I've never walked in on a relative having sex, but I heard a relative have. I knew that they were having sex, and it was the funniest thing because me and my cousins, we were all huddled next to the door, listening and cooing and laughing. And we almost got caught. One of my uncles was coming up the steps, and they already, you know, they're adults. They already know what's going on in there. But to find us kids just standing there, just ha-ha and hee-hee. That's the closest I ever got to it. That's the kind of stuff we did coming up. Like, we ain't really trying to do too much stuff to get in too much trouble, especially now like that. We got our asses from, you know, the era I come from.
It was kind of I can't remember everything, but I think I was kind of like scared. I was like knocking, you know, like the kid knocking on the door, mommy and daddy, I'm scared. Some type of ish like that. I think it was something like that. And you know, you just open up the damn door.
Oh, baby, that's sad. I have wanting to walk in and see my ass in the air. Oh, my God.
Right. And throw the ass in a circle.
No, mama, no. Man, that's messed up. Well.
But, okay, so, okay, one more I got. I've got two more questions for you. And goodness, like, I'd be acting crazy. I'd be giving y'all a time slot, and then sometimes I'd just be like, fuck it. I go off the rails. I'll be out this mug. Y'all know me. I'm always late. Y'all good to go. But, okay, another crazy question.
Sure.
Let me think really good. Make them think this question really good.
Go for it.
Okay, where is a place you want to have sex at? What's a really crazy place you want to have sex at?
I want to have sex in an open field. And I don't care if people are watching. Just one of those things where, okay, if they're watching, who cares?
Well, you know what? You'll have an opportunity to do that because when Trump becomes president and he puts it back on the field, you'll have plenty of time to do that.
Oh, you funny. Yeah, I guess because of my dark skin, I'm going to be sitting. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not picking no guy in. I might have to open me up a whole house or something. Well, I might have to work there. I might have to be comfortable if that's how we gonna be. Call me what you wanna call me, but I won't be taking the tough rope.
Since I'm like in the median between, since I'm like in the median between house and feel, you know, I get to flip a coin and wherever it land on, I get to pick.
Like, oh, you light skin. It's wintertime. Bring your light ass in the house.
Well, I ain't light skin, but I'm like in between, like, you know, in between where I'm dark. I'm dark enough.
What dark ass doing in here?
Yeah, they be like, hold on, what? I can cook, master. You know, I'm ready. I already got my occupation down.
I don't know. I'm not really into that political. Honestly said, it's all just a bunch of bullshit. I mean, if you decide to entertain yourself with it, okay.
But this all Donald right. Trump shit, I mean, this is like getting out of hand. Like, this is taking it to a new fucking low. What the hell's going on?
On the same thing, this was they do it to us every year. Here's your options. Do you want a bag of shit or do you want a box of shit? Me, I choose a bag of shit because maybe you're not going to smell it because it's a bag if it's tied up. Box of shit, every time you walk past that box, you're going to be like, damn, did somebody shit in here? So
right, like it's kind of scary. Like usually I can pick a person. This year, I'm like really like, oh shit, like if my dog in the fight, I'm like, that person going to win. Shit, man. I got to pick between these two fucking people.
Who should win, undoubtedly. But like he said, poor people don't vote and a whole bunch of other shit that's true. So it's not going to happen. We're going to have a choice. We're going to choose between a bag of shit or a box of shit. Hopefully, it doesn't affect us. Like, the last couple of years of presidency didn't really affect us as a people much as it benefited and affected everybody else. But, so, you know, shit just still stays the same for us. When shit gets bad for
I mean, but we're money, used to going through struggle. I guess that's it, too.
Regardless, like, the struggle is always going to be, my mom struggled, my grandma struggled. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not struggling now. I'm at a point where I'm because I decided to do more than just be content with crumbs. I managed to make myself comfortable, but there's always room for improvement. Some people are just content with just being comfortable. Some people are content with just eating crumbs. Okay, I make.
I'm more of a government cheese person, but that's just
always.
Me.
Hey, I had government cheese. I know about government. Hey, listen, that's the best grilled. You'll never get a grilled cheese sandwich like that ever. I don't care what store you go to and what kind of cheese you buy. That was the best cheese ever. That block cheese that came in that box and you had to peel the foil off. And if you didn't wrap it up right, it got hard and you got in trouble because that was wasting cheese. Like I lived that life. I know what it's like. I don't want that for my children.
What's so
though.
Silly is we be eating Velveeta, and that's basically government cheese. That's just government cheese with a fancy brand. Like
government
that's
cheese.
That's basically all Velveeta is government cheese.
Velveeta is like some weird concoction now.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's good in fucking Rotel dip, though, so fuck it. I don't care about that, you know. I make an exception then. My last question for you.
Sure.
What does it take, and guys are helping you out, so, you know, take some notes. What does it take for a guy to really turn you on?
Honestly, I'm into the smart guys. I like to sit and hear a guy break down the formula or tell me why the chromosome down a certain way. I'm into brainy guys. That's just me. I like brainy guys, but I like intellectual thug types. I like a guy who's got a brain, you know what I'm saying, can hold a conversation in politics and science and math or whatever, but still, you know what I'm saying, have some swag to him. So that's the kind of dude I'm into. It don't always work out for the best, you know. But that's
all right, so I'm taking notes.
I like a man to have vision. I mean, can we build together? Can I learn something from you? What can we benefit from? How can we benefit and make each other better?
I'm probably around like 6'3" or something like that.
I like them tall. I like them dark. I don't really have type because I learned a long time ago that it's not what's on the outside. I dated a guy and you know he wasn't the cutest thing. But he was very, very, very nice. He was gentle. And eventually, you forget. You start to see a different beauty from the inside that it don't even matter what they look like on the outside. That's a, I mean, that's just a type of shit. Because I'm a real person. I know that a person can look beautiful on the outside and be ugly as shit on the inside.
Man. That's how I feel about models, too. Like, honestly, and that's why I like doing, like, even taking it further and doing, like, these interviews, because I learned a whole lot about them, and they can't hold a good conversation. It's kind of be hard to brand them a certain way, because they don't really have a personality. They just, oh, I look good, so if I show up and look good, that's enough to win. Like,
that's not enough. That's not enough. Some, you know what?
Because I've seen plenty of ugly girls that's out here fucking winning.
Listen, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Okay? There's somebody for everybody. And, you know, they say God don't make mistakes. So if I think you ugly, just know that somebody's going to think that you're beautiful. It's in the eyes of the beholder.
Exactly.
Everything ain't fair. I get called 10 times a day, but I've been called beautiful all my life. So guess what? It means nothing.
Yeah, that's why I always laugh, because, I mean, it's funny, like, the same people that called you ugly when you were like in elementary, middle school, all of a sudden you got fine to them when you were older. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, I ain't going front steady. I was kind of awkward looking. I would think so. I think as a child, I had an older person's face. And then as I got older, that face never changed. But I just grew up as an adult. I feel like I grew into my beauty. So,
I'll laugh at you, an older person's face.
Some people aren't more. It happens all the time. You go to middle school with somebody, and then you see them 10, 15 years later, and you're like, wait a minute. You filled out.
Essa Roll. Rest in peace, Essa Roll. But Essa Roll looked old all her fucking life.
See, somebody thinks she's beautiful. She's been married. She's got children.
Yeah, so shout out to Esther Rowe. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Esther Rowe, that's JJ Mama, right?
JJ Mama. So man, she looked that same age forever.
Let me tell you. It all depends on, it's in the beauty in the eyes of the beholder. I bet you if you took Esther Rowe over to Ghana or somewhere, the men would probably fall at her feet. It's all about the culture. See, where we at in the United States, we used to looking at our people of color and a certain culture. You know, some of our noses is a little longer than others because, you know, all that mixing and stuff. But it all depends on – I think the blackest nigga to me is beautiful. I'll take the black – pitch black nigga. He could be big and black and fat, and he'd probably be ugly to everybody else, but he'd probably be the beautifulest thing to me.
Then, you know, that's cool too, because when you least expect it, he can sneak up behind you and get you. I see what you're trying to do now. I got you. Like, y'all playing hide and go get it outside, and all of a sudden you're like, where you go, boo?
By the deer looking, huh?
By the deer. The deer didn't even see him. Oh my God, man. Like, what the fuck? You had the deer watch. I'm still tripping off of that. All right, y'all. Well, it's about that time. I've been over here acting the fool, acting like I don't have, like, the time ain't went by. Shout out to still recording, though. Shout out to that. I always love when they do that. Thank you, Blog Talk, for not being no bullshit today. But I thank you for coming through. Definitely fun. We're definitely going to start. We're going to open it up more for next show, where we'll allow people to send in questions, more questions, and ask questions like to spice up their love life or whatever. So we'll start doing that. We'll have you come through a lot more doing that. Because I think your personality, you kind of chill about it. So it's not going to necessarily feel overwhelming to them. So I think that'd be cool.
Sex is not overwhelming. If it's overwhelming, then it's not. Something's not clicking. It's all about chemistry, and you can't force it. If he's not eating that pussy right, you got to tell him how to do it. Otherwise, it's just going to continue to be a bad experience. If every time she gives it, she's that tooth behind in the back, it keeps nicking, you got to tell her. Or she's just going to keep doing it the same way. You got to tell her, open her mouth a little wider. It's all about chemistry.
Honestly, I'm telling you, my personal way I learned how to eat, I watch some girl on girl porno. Girl on girl, guys, I'm telling you, watch girl on girl. You know how they always say girls not how to do it best? Well, hell, pay it. They trying to tell you something. Go watch the goddamn girl on girl porn. They finna show you how to fucking do it right. Pay attention.
You will learn. You will learn it.
And ever since then, I have no complaints. Because I have turned out, it's been plenty of lesbians that, you know, they be wanting to, they be wanting to dip the water back over there. They become bisexual because they be like, damn,
you
know, he know how to do that.
There you go.
Yeah, shout out to that. But all right, let everybody know how they can follow you, or as we call on the show, how they can stalk you.
Yes, please feel free to stalk me. I'm totally fine with it. But just know that if you hit me up on my Instagram, you will have to knock on the door. I don't just let people in. But you can hit me up on my website if you want to check out my pictures and my videos. It's www.ashleyhotgirl.indiefiles.com. You can check me out on Instagram and Facebook at ashleyhotgirl. On Twitter and on my SoundCloud, because I do music too. We can talk about that another time, though. Kalina Ashley, and on my YouTube is Kalina Ashley. You know, my videos be popping. I'm working. So, you know,
yes,
just check.
Yes, Lord. Did I say that out loud? Damn it.
Ready, by the way. Tomorrow is Thursday. You know, it is Throwback Thursday on my Instagram. So, you know, Morning Wood. Tuesday is Titty Tuesday. Wednesday is Get You Through the Hump. Thursday is Throwback Thursday. So, more than likely, I'll be doing the twerk video. So, y'all just go ahead and check me out. Get ready.
Yeah, y'all didn't hear. I gotta go check it out. I haven't seen none of your videos yet. I haven't seen none of them, so I gotta go check it out because I haven't looked. I haven't looked at any. Woo! Good God! Thank you. I'd like to shout out my unofficial sponsor, Johnson & Johnson. So everyone, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ, CEDDY, letter J. Could also go to iTunes on iTunes. While you listen to that trash ass Drake album, you can listen to this show for free. And also on the TuneIn Radio app and Stitcher Radio app, and of course Dustspot.com is on there too. So again, I thank you for coming through, and
thank you.
I thank you for being, you know, just being real, man. Like, really appreciate you for reaching back out to me. And Lincoln, like, I'm definitely
bigger and better things.
Bigger
and better things.
Yes.
We moving.
Bigger and better things are coming. So, in the show, y'all, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. And you know how we end every hump day on the show. We always say, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Please do it. No, that's right.
Yeah, see, I know. See, I didn't put that on a T-shirt because somebody going to try to steal my shit. And they go, y'all not slick. Y'all know I came up with this. Don't try to steal
it. You heard it here first.
You heard it here. They come here to get the catchphrases from me. They be like, wait, okay, I like that one. Please, hump responsibly. You know, yeah, my shit. All right, we out, y'all.